Your words were found, and I ate them, and your words became to me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. This is Shekinah, an encounter with God's love, power, and wisdom. And you're about to listen to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International. Stay tuned, because your life will be transformed by the words that you will hear.
Hallelujah. I expect that. How many of you are excited? How many of you are excited? Many of you look too serious. You are getting me afraid. I want to welcome you again. Encounter with God. We trust God that this night God is going to help us, that we may be able to receive strength, life from Him again. Can you open your mouth in 1 minute and just ask the Lord to help you? It's not about the title of the program. Be sincere about it.
Help us. Be sincere. Help us.
Ask the Lord to help you.
Without the help of God, what we do is a show. Ask the Lord to help us. The program will soon be over, but ask the Lord to help us now. Baba Lade. Baba la baba da baba sta baba da baba la dia sta ba baba la cha baba sta baba da baba la cha sta ah la baba sta baba la dia sta bari ya baba la baba la dia sta We want to dwell under the shadow of your wing. We want to see you like a mighty rushing wind. We want to dwell under the shadow of your wings. We want to see you. We want to see you like a mighty rushing wind. We want to dwell under the shadow of your wing. We want to see you, we want to see you like a mighty rushing wind. We want to dwell under the shadow of your wing. Rebel against the devil. Then the devil not be too powerful. The devil is not too strong. The devil is not too strong. Don't make him strong. The devil is not too strong. Don't allow him to be strong. Rebel against the devil.
The devil might have killed your father, he cannot kill you. The devil might have killed your mother, he cannot kill you. The devil must have taken your son, he cannot take you. It's a lie. It is a sin not to pray now. If you don't pray, the devil will be too powerful. If you don't pray, the devil will be too stronger than you.
The devil is not too small. It's a lie. He cannot stop people that don't want to be stopped.
Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, and you reign forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim, you are the King, oh, you are the King. And you reign forevermore, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim. You are the King, you are the King. And you reign forevermore, Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim. You are the King, oh, you are the King, and you live forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, Yahweh Elohim. You are the King, oh, you are the King, and you live forevermore. When you are there, when you are here,
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 when you are here, when you are here, when you are here,
when you are.
Hallelujah. 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 The devil has never been the challenge of a believer. The challenge of a believer is the believer himself. Upon snakes and scorpions, and by no enemies with anything ever affect you whatsoever wise. Anytime you see the devil strong in the life of a believer, it's not because the devil is strong, it's because the believer is weak. Men that are strong in God, the devil is not an entity, a factor in their lives. So one of the greatest challenges of a believer is to be transformed to the image of the Christ. So long as you look so much like the Christ, what cannot affect the Christ cannot affect you. The devil is a merchandise. He can touch everything that concerns you, but he cannot touch you. So the devil can make your phone to break. He can make your car to spoil. He can make anything. He can touch light, but the life of a man is not given to him. The devil touched everything that concerns Job, but Job himself he could not touch. Do you know why? Because so long as the man is intact, the man can reproduce everything. It is possible for the devil to kill all your children, and God can empower you, and you can give birth to times five of those children. And in days when the devil is giving the strength, like unto Job, to allow him take your children, is because there is an abundance the Lord prepared for you. The Bible said the latter end of Job's life is better than even the beginning. Why? Because many more times we think we lose things when we pursue God. But actually in the recess, we are losing those things so that we can take more again from God. We don't question God why he do some things. Only fools do that. Wise men like Job try to understand. A time came, the wisdom of Job failed him to be able to understand what God is doing so much in the peril in his life. Sometimes you go through all kinds of situations. It doesn't make sense to you, but God is taking pleasure from it because there is something God is working out in your life. You may never be able to know. It is to this intent that wise men know that they can be able to glory in their persecution and endure the pain because there is a glory ahead of them. God will never give you any glory cheaply. He will pass you through a process. Certain things that will cost you dearly before you receive a glory. Men that are wise, that can discern in the spirit, endure the process. It doesn't matter whatever the devil do in my life. I will forever judge God faithful because it will only require a man that is not offended in God for God to live. When we spend our life and spend everything that concerns us in pursuit for God, it's because we know that there are things that money can never buy. And only God can give it. Please, I counsel you. Don't always focus on what the devil is doing. Look at what is God doing in your life. Because far beyond one thing that the devil do, God has done 1,000 things in your life. Just that you are not careful enough to count those blessings, to calculate the things that God has done so far. If you have not judged God faithful, I have. God helped us daily. I welcome you to Shekinah, the help of God. I'm trying to bring you to an understanding to realize that you are here today is because God has even helped you. There were people that were available last week. They may not be here today. Some of them might not actually really that they are in sound health. Some of them might have had an accident. Others might have died. Others, all kinds of things happen to them. Others were transferred out of Lafayette. God orchestrated the boundaries of our habitation and he helped us. And every time, at every moment, we find ourselves in every place for adventure. It is because God has apportioned it to be so. Don't always look at what the devil is doing in your life. Check what is God doing. Because so long as you can be able to see what God is doing, you'll be comforted in the Lord. Because in the days when God answered Job, Job do not have anything to ask again. You may not understand, keep quiet, else you will darken counsel with word without knowledge. Romans 7:14. Can you have your seat? You can greet your neighbor and just tell them welcome. I hope you come praying. Before we advance, help me appreciate my friends. I can see with me a lot of people. Help me appreciate the presence of my beloved parents, my evangelist and Mrs. Abaya Cephas. Thank you so much for coming around again. Help me appreciate my friends, my brother Apostle Righteous is with me here. Apostle Jonathan Akonza, evangelist Victor Gugu, and I'm seeing Dania. Thank you so much for coming. I don't know the other person by you, but I thank you so much for coming. And also my beloved new friend, Minister Joseph Ikebi. Thank you so much for doing marvelously well for me and for all of us. I was blessed if you were not blessed. And let me also appreciate all the workforce. Thank you so much for your tireless effort and sacrifice. And also help me appreciate yourselves. Appreciate yourself. If you don't clap for anybody, clap for yourself. Be proud of yourself. Nobody may like you. You, first of all, like yourself. Like yourself. I mean, you look wonderfully. We don't have so much time. Can you go with me on strings? You go with me on strings. Romans 7 from 14. For we know that all is spiritual, but sold unto sin, I allow not, for what I would, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that is. And then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth not good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I will I do not, but the evil which I will not, that I do. I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me, I find it then a law that when I would do good, my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? This was the cry of an apostle. It's not the cry of a church member. It wasn't the cry of a carnal man. It was a cry of an apostle. If you have been conversant in the body of Christ, apostolic voices are one of the strongest strength in the affairs of God. Not because of anything, but because right from time past, it is possible for an apostle to be given a privilege to diversities of the offices in the body. An apostle most time begin his training not just as an apostle. He may start as a pastor, an evangelist, a prophet, or anything, and he end up as an apostle. And many more time people that are evangelists or pastors or prophets, they grow to maturity to the stature of an apostle. And the word apostle is not necessarily limited to the office of the calling. The word apostle is a messenger, one sent by God. So it is possible for God to grow an evangelist to a point that he become an apostle. It is possible for God to grow a prophet, grow a pastor, to become an apostle. A time is going to come when he will be sent strategically to a region. So when an evangelist go to a region and conquer that region, it's referred to an apostle there. When the Lord sent a pastor to a region and he conquered that region, it's referred to as a pastor, as an apostle. Because the apostolic comes with the ability to conquer region. The apostolic comes with an ability of a strength, supply, sent as a messenger with the supply and the backings of heaven to be able to turn every orders of darkness into light. And many more times, men that God built in time past were referred to as apostles. So he called few of them and made them apostles, living epistles of his reality. Then he sent them. But mind you, among many of them you call apostles, some of them were evangelists. Some of them were prophets. Some of them were teachers. Some of them even did pastoral work. But in the stature of their maturity, they were the first as sent ones. So when Paul began to write his epistles, and one of the criteria of an apostle, apart from being able to see Jesus and endure a lot of pains and trials and betrayals and persecution, is that you must have come to a point where on daily and consistent basis you go through warfare with yourself, warfare with your surrounding, warfare all time. So Paul was writing here as an apostle, one that has been written
writing letters has conquered many territories to different people. Man that has established God in the heart of man. Man that has been given the blueprint to build a believer unto maturity. But do you realize that while he was writing here, he was speaking more about his weakness than about strength? How can an apostle refer to himself as a wretched man? How can an apostle look at himself with all the dimensions of power and the manifestations of the giftings of the Spirit in his life? Because every genuine apostle is given strength and power as a tool for witness, not just the anointing. An apostle is a man that is given rank in the Spirit. He may not be seen everywhere, but there is an authorization in the Spirit that grants unto him rank. Not just because he's anointed. You can begin to pray and fast for just 1 month, you'll be so anointed. Your air, your breath can even heal the sick. But in the days when the devil comes to take, you may die. But by the reason of consistent obedience and working with God, and the diverse encounters that continue to happen in the life of a minister, an individual, he gained rank in the Spirit. And from that strength of rank in the Spirit, he become a friend of God. He become a man after God's own heart. Many apostolic voices, if you check their life, there is a burden upon their heart that you can never be able to understand. That burden is the intention of God. That burden is more like the cry of God. It's more like the expectation of God in giving to creation. A pastor can come into a region and see darkness everywhere, people dying everywhere, carnality everywhere, and he'll be okay. An apostle will come and say, no, I don't like it. There is an anger, a holy anger that comes. Why? Because he's going as a messenger of the Lord. So when Jesus finished equipping them, he sent them. He said, go and conquer every region. So Paul was writing as one that was sent by God. But yet, he showed something. That with all his ranking in the Spirit, with all his anointing, it did not negate the fact that there are still things in him that requires help from God. Yet, peradventure he was done preaching a good sermon. But he said that there were things in me that I cannot really understand. And I look mad at myself, and I look so much like all the wretched people that I'm even preaching to. From the books of Romans chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, 4, 5, up to 6, Paul was educating them about spiritual man, a spiritual man, a carnal man, and a natural man. And yet, with all his spirituality, he could still record that there were things in him that does not conform to the likeness and to the character of the Christ. Yet he was an ambassador of the Christ. It became too confusing to an average believer. Because if I read it like you, what he meant by there are things I want to do and I find myself not doing, and there are things I do not want to do that I find myself doing. If I want to understand it together with you, it means that peradventure he was supposed to pray, he find himself not praying. Yet he was a preacher. He was supposed to fast, he find himself not fasting. He was supposed to live a holy life, he find himself not living a holy life. But the worst part of it, that one is a law of sin. That the things you are supposed to do according to kingdom standard, you refuse to do them. But when the things you are not supposed to do, you now further find yourself doing them, it's a law of death. Peradventure, Paul the apostle was not supposed to steal, yet he find himself stealing. He was not supposed to lie, yet he find himself lying. He was not supposed to fornicate, yet he find himself fornicating. So it became so confusing. If it was only okay that he was supposed to pray and he did not pray, no problem. He was supposed to give, he refused to give, no problem. He was supposed to fast and he refused to fast, no problem. But now, apart from disobeying God, you now find yourself obeying the devil. And yet, you are an apostle ordained by God with rank in the Spirit. He came and preached about holiness. When he was gone, suddenly he went and fell again. He
speak about the need to pray.
When he went to his room, he sleep them all. Many people read his writings and they became spiritual men. Yet him too was a carnal man. And when Paul came to a point, he began to cry. He said, "Oh wretched man, who will deliver me?" Because at the point that he is now, nobody can deliver him. Do you know why? Because when your pastor is having an issue, will you be the one that will deliver him?
Who have the capacity, the rank, and the authorization, and the anointing in the spirit as Paul
to even come and say they will pray for him? At that point, what Paul needed was not the help of man. What he needed was the help of God.
So while he began to cry, "I am a wretched man, although I am an apostle sent by God." Because he did not actually want what was going on in his life. Suddenly his prayer point changed. Before he was praying for power, before he was praying for the anointing, before he was praying for prosperity. And now he realized that he had the power, he had the anointing, he had the prosperity, yet he was a wretched man. And the strength of his wretchedness was in his flesh. Because he said, "I saw in me," that is not in my spirit, but in my flesh, "another member, a part of me, that is working something that I do not agree. It was a law stronger than me." He also further said that "the things I speak to you about are the things of God. They are holy, they are perfect, but yet again, I am living in contradiction to these things." So there was nothing wrong with the gospel that Paul was preaching, but there was everything wrong with his transformation, and how much more a member of his body has not conformed to Christ. And as powerful as his spirit can be, as powerful as his rank can be, yet his flesh was not born again. And the problem with the flesh is that the flesh will not die. I have tried it several times to kill it, it doesn't die. The Bible gave us a solution. You mortify it. You subdue it. It will still be in you, yet it doesn't have the power to control you. There is a strength in the gift of the Spirit. And there is a strength in the fruit of the Spirit. But let me tell you the truth. The gift of the Spirit can be without repentance, but the fruit of the Spirit is a walking with God. Part of the strength of the fruit of the Spirit is its ability to mortify your flesh. So yet again, the flesh wants to speak, and by self-control you can silence it. So while he began to cry, no man could help him. Anything you fast and pray and it did not go, my brother, it's not a demon, it's your flesh. Because the flesh is an enemy within. An enemy within is an enemy with an advantage. The flesh has the advantage of within. At that point, what he needed was not another hand laid on him. What he needed is for God to help him. And he began to cry in a humble request. See, "I am a wretched man. Who will deliver me?" Romans 8:26. While Paul began to cry, no man could help him. And the Lord came to him again. When the Lord came to him, he gave him an answer. From Romans 8, when you begin to read from 1, the Bible said, "There is now therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death." He began to speak about another law. The solution to actually the working of the flesh was actually a law that was working in his member in the flesh. But Paul was introduced to another law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. When the Lord appeared to him, he let him that he reckoned to him that there is no condemnation. Peradventure you have walked in the flesh, the Bible said there is no condemnation to you. Whether if you have walked in this, both you must be able to subscribe to a new law that can deliver you from the law of sin and death. That is to say, that yet Paul was an apostle,
But there are certain parts of his life that does not subscribe to the law of life. It is possible that God has helped you in your finances, but God needs to help you in your marriage. It's possible that God has helped you in your marriage, but you need to help you in your academics. It's possible that God has helped you in your academics, but you need to help you in your health. That is why it's possible for one aspect of your life to be working very well, another aspect is not working well. You see, theoretically speaking, pragmatically speaking, we can say there is nothing like financial life, academic life, you know, marital life. It's true. Your life is your life. But let me tell you the truth. As long as human being is concerned, you are a compartment of all kinds of things. You are a full school with different faculties and departments. In fact, together with sub-department. Some of you, your body is affiliated to something somewhere. That's why a lady can be determined how she acts by another guy that is living in Sokoto. She is affiliated. You don't understand. There are many people that the things they do is determined by another person. So apart from their flesh, their soul and their spirit, they are living is determined by another external factor. So they are not just a university with different faculties and departments, but they are also affiliated to another university. So it's possible that if you can change the person that she's affiliated to, you can change her life. So it's possible that other aspect of the person is changed, but other aspect is not changed. In the same way that as you are, it is possible for your spirit to be born again. Eh? And yet your soul is full of naramali and whiskey and debauch. That's what the Bible says, receiving the end of your salvation, even the salvation of your soul. It is possible for a man to be okay, health-wise. The person has never been sick in his life. His body has never gone to hospital. Yet he's not born again. His spirit is dead. And at the tail end, he will still die. So God needs to help the soul of a man. God needs to help the spirit of a man. God needs to help the body of a man. God needs to help your mind. God needs to help everything that concerns you. The help of God is the strongest advantage any man can ever have. What Paul was needing was the help of God. And let me tell you, there are times when nothing, no man can ever help you. There are things men can do for you, but there are things that they can never do for you. Never. It is to that intent. Many years ago, it is from here that I got it. Go to verse 26, Romans 8:26. And I say, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought to pray. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which we cannot be able to utter. But the Spirit itself helpeth our infirmities. What Paul had in him was actually an infirmity. An infirmity is a sickness that you are trying to treat. It may not be in your body, it may be in your spirit, it may be in your soul. So the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit can also help that our infirmity. That is to say, that likewise, God Himself, as a spirit, has the ability to help that sickness inside of you. Because you do not know how you should pray as you ought to pray. That is to say, that it is possible that all the prayer that Paul was praying was not sufficient enough targeted towards that infirmity. It is possible for you to be praying and yet your academics is failing. That is to say that yet you are praying, but your prayer is not going directly to your academics. And it doesn't mean just because the Father helped my academy, it means that he's helped. No. It will require the Holy Ghost to help your utterance and guide it strategically into what is needed. That's what the Bible says. Anyone that prays in unknown tongues, he doesn't know what is how being speaketh mysteries in the spirit. And even if you refuse to pray in other tongues, that you pray in your understanding doesn't mean you truly understand what you are praying. It will still require God to help you while you pray. And that is why you can pray and say, God, kill this person, the person will not die. If whether you do it in English or you do it in tongues, God will. Why? Because the prayer was channeled to something else.
According to scripture, the Bible says it is possible that when you have an infirmity in you, as you keep on crying unto the Lord, that the Spirit Himself can help that infirmity. With the groaning, what it means is that with an utterance that you cannot be able to utter, that the Spirit Himself will look at your life and look at the things that you need help and He'll help you. Look at the things that need to be uprooted and He will uproot it. And that He's doing that. You are crying and praying, yet it's not because you are praying. It's because your heart was open, needing help, that you acknowledge that at this state that you are, only Him can help you.
Do you realize that even the prayer we pray because we are helped by God? Yes? That you pray for 100 hours doesn't mean that you do it. It's God that helped pray to you. He said, quicken us and we shall call upon your name.
It's God that prayed through men, not that it's men that know. It's God that prayed through men. So anytime we boast, we don't just understand, because if God is withdrawing the equation, we are failed.
So you will not begin to realize that if we allow you to keep praying for 10 hours, 20 hours, 30 hours, the person that stopped at 10 hours was helped to 10 hours. You reach 30 hours and you can't go 31 hours. It means that the Spirit helped you to 31 hours, to 30 hours, and you can't further to 30. Another person may go to 50 but cannot go further. All of you still need help. Even the one that prayed for just 2 minutes, for just 1 minute, him too was helped to that point, but he can receive more help to another point.
Because there was once upon a time when you were not like this. You were worse than this. God helped you this far. It is the God that can be able to help you thus far. But can you wait enough to acknowledge that you need help from God?
Because an average man believes he doesn't need help from God. He believes. Many years ago, the Lord appeared to me. He said, Philip Cephas, a man I help is always better than a man that helps himself. I look for help from different places. My pastor didn't even understand what was going on with me. I cried and cried, because I discovered my life needs really help. And He told me He will help me, but am I willing to pray? Just as long as I can cry to Him, in the groaning of my cry, He will come to help me. If Paul the apostle did not cry and say, I'm an apostle, he will remain the way he is. But by the time he acknowledged that he was weak in himself, God became his strength. Because there's a dimension of God as Ebenezer. You will never see that dimension until you come to the end of yourself. Anyone that God helped, check very well, is a man that has come to the end of himself. So long as you think you are strong in yourself, you can never be helped by God. Never. You must come to the end of yourself if you must receive the help of God. Paul came to a point that he has finished. He said, please help me. You must be broken and contrite in spirit if you want God to help you. You cannot be a proud and an arrogant man and you want God to help you. It's not possible. Anytime God sees proud and arrogant people, He let them be, because He believes they are self-sufficient. And the challenge is that you can never be self-sufficient. Never. There is still something in you that you are crying to God to help. There is something. Mankind is designed with all kinds of infirmity. All kinds. As we are here, only God knows what is troubling each and every one of us. Only God, including me holding the microphone. And that is the reason why all of us are crying that God should help us. Let me tell you the truth. I found out there is no strong man in this kingdom. The strongest of us all is the man that God is helping the most. Pastors can be so angry. Pastors can so lost. Pastors can so lie. Pastors can so sin. Forget that you see the anointing upon their life. In fact, sometimes the anointing is a testament that God helped them, helped them, helped them. Help them, help them, help them, help them, help them, help them until the point that they look like Him. Don't worry, your life may look wretched. Allow God to help you. When God is done helping you, He will transform you to look like a sign and a wonder. No strong man. Every man you see today has some weakness, has some strength. Most times what you see is their strength. If you come too close, you see their weakness, it will surprise you. Another one can be so anointed, yet he doesn't have character.
But when the Lord help a man, he can be highly anointed, prayerful, and yet have character. There are things you don't choose one. Somebody say we need the anointing, we don't need character. Another one say we need character, we don't need the anointing. No, there are some things you don't choose one. You choose both. Choose character, choose anointing. Add it together. You can be characterly okay and anointedly okay and fiery prayerly okay. When God help you, God will add up the character. He will add up the anointing. He will add up the grace to study, the grace to pray, the grace to fast. You won't choose one. So there are not just praying men, the word men. No, there are people that allow God to help them in diverse aspects of their lives. If God can help you sufficiently well, you will see a grace at work in your life. It will surprise you. You may never be qualified for it, but just because he decided to help you, you will find it at working and it will surprise you. Many people are not qualified for the things they do, but because God is helping them, their life looks like a wonder. Everybody may write the exam and fail, and suddenly you write and you pass. It's not because you are too good. You know you are not too good. You just know that it's God that helped you, because others read more than you. Somehow, if God just decides to help a man, it will look too partial. The Spirit himself helpeth our infirmity. That even in the midst of whatsoever you do, you travel together with the same person, another have accident, you are there and nothing happened. It's not because the devil like you, no. It's because God just helped you. And sometimes the grace of God, you know, is not there. You know. Because anytime you sense the grace of God, even in your life, it's because God supplies his help. Because when God focuses upon a man to help him, grace is advanced. The day that God said, I will help Saul to make him an apostle, he supplied grace to him. If God says he will help you, God will supply grace. Grace will come naturally. And when the grace of God comes, it will take time. The anointing will follow. Power will follow. All of this will follow. Because so long as God can look at you and feel that you are enough, deserving of his own help, your life will change. Sometimes we admire men and we don't check their track record or how God has taken them thus far. Everything you are going through today, somebody has went through it and he has overcome. How? By the help of God. You must be able to cry out in the place of prayer if you need God to help you. Don't say there are people that are anointed to pray. No. Yes, there is a grace to pray. But that grace is not having people's name attached to it. Anybody can be qualified for the grace of God. Anybody. But so long as you do not see the need to cry out in the place of prayer, you will not receive that grace. When a man continues to engage in fasting, a time comes, fasting become natural. Initially, it may be hard for him. It will not look as though he had the grace to fast. No, as he was consistent over time, grace was supplied. When a man continues to give, a time comes, giving become natural. Why? Because he was consistent in it. The same way, if you used to lie so well, a time is going to come, you will have the grace to lie. Now I'm telling you, if you steal very well, a time will come, devil will ensure that you are empowered to steal very well. But you can come here and steal all of us and go. We realize when we are already on the road going together with you, then we have been stolen. You know. There are people that are too good in the things they do. They didn't begin like that. The same way, somebody today can be able to sew clothes or play keyboard. There was once upon a time he cannot do it. Don't say he's graced to play the keyboard. No. Yet it is true. But there was a level of diligence he put there. And as God is helping him continually, he gets perfected over time. And now it looks as though he's a sign and a wonder. No. You too, if you give the same diligence to it, God will help you. The man I help is always better. Realize that if you can cry in the place of prayer to the Lord is going to help you. God told me many years ago, Philip, if you can pray, I will help you. It's just like that. And that's when I realized that
The help of God is not too far from anybody that can pray. The help of God brings the favor of God, but the help of man brings the favor of man. One of the greatest characteristics of human being is that human being will disappoint you. If you have never learned this, learn this. I have never gotten to this point in life just believing in human beings. A time is going to come, your father will look at you and say you will fail. A time is going to come, your best friend will look at you and say, I don't like you. Die. At that point, who do you turn to? Sometimes when I see people do things for me, I'm just surprised that they didn't do it because I was not expecting it. Do you know why? Expectation. When you expect a lot of things, sometimes there is disappointment. If you don't expect, you will not be disappointed. Expect only from God. Human beings, if the person says, I will send you 100,000 tomorrow, do as if he didn't hear him. So that even if he sent, it's okay. Some of you want to start buying phone on credit, buying hair tie on credit, buying hair on credit. Tell the girl, how much is this hair? Say 50,000. Give me tomorrow, money will come, money will come. And later, when you have already finished using the hair, and suddenly the person, you call the person, oh, but that money where you say, you go, oh, I was joking, you know. And they will start calling your ass. Where is this? You trusted a man. There is no place written in scripture to trust in a man. The Bible says, trust only in the Lord your God and lean not on your own understanding. Why? Because human beings can always disappoint. When men help you, it brings the favor of men. It's true. A man can help you. It's true. You can meet people that will help you. But do you know that if I am the one helping you, I can decide tomorrow I will not help you. But if God helps you, he brings the favor of God. And when God's favor is upon your life, he forces even men to favor you. The help of men is good, but the help of God is better. There is a limit to which men can help you. There are some of you that trusted your uncle, trusted your auntie to give you admission in university. For the past 5 years, you are trusting them. Nothing happened. They gave other people, they still pass you. But the day you went on your knees and begin to cry, say, oh God, it's not really about my uncle. As you begin to pray, you were not even to qualify your plan, and yet you got it. How? It was the help of God. When God decides to help a man, I'm telling you, he will force even Muslim that can never give anybody admission, he will see your name, he will not even know where he put it. There are many things that can happen to you just because God helped you. Sometimes the places you put hope and trust that something will come, it never come. And the people you least expect in your life are the ones that bless you. How? It was the help of God. Because you know, there are people that bless me in my life. I'm telling you the truth. If you look at them on physical value, you know they have nothing to give you. But when God helps you, he will help them. Then they will in turn help you. There are people that cannot sleep until they help you. It's not because they told you they will. It's because God has helped you as such. God forced them to help you. Let me tell you the truth, whether you like it or not. The time is going to come in your life, everything you know will fail you. Have you been in a point where you pray? You pray all the tongues, you change the syllables, you apply the fasting, the prayer, the tongues, and you do the giving. You know, you apply everything you know, the thing did not stay up. Sometimes it doesn't mean that anything is wrong with you. Sometimes all what you need is just say, Father, I have come to the end of myself. Help me. I'm telling you, there are times I have fasted, I have prayed, I have applied this, I have applied that, and it did not work. I lift my hands off it. I say, oh God, help me. It's not about the principle I've learned. It's not about what I know. No. Let me tell you, sincerely speaking, any man you see advancing today, check very well. There are some things they cannot actually be too sure of how it happened. It was God that helped, because there has to be the finger of God. He said, this one happened by the hand of God. This one happened by the finger of God. There are things that only God does. You will know it's only God that did it. Suddenly you were at a Red Sea, and yet you know you are going to die that day, and there was no deliverance anywhere. You don't even have an army, and the Lord said, there is just something with you, just do like this. You know it was not this thing that parted the Red Sea. Now you know it was not the Lord that
that help breathe upon the waters, so that it will not look too spiritual. He said, and use your hand and just hit it like this. Sometimes it will surprise you. You may be looking for 2 million naira, and the Lord will say, just go and stand at this site and just pray. Praying there doesn't mean 2 million will fall on from the sky. It's a lie. But as you are done doing it, God is now engaged in the thing, and sudden things happen. Sometimes you can be fasting and doing many things, and God will just give you a little instruction as you do. Highest thing is for him to get involved. As he get involved, everything stops. The help of God is what changed the life of men radically. But sometimes, if God has helped you before, if he must continue to help you, you must remain obedient to him. Because many of us do not understand the place of obedience in our working with God. If you want God to hearken unto you, you must be men and women that are obedient to God, not just men that obey men. Many of us obey men. My father and the Lord said this. My mother and the Lord said this. My pastor said this. My this one said, when did God tell you something and you do that I did not tell you? A lot of people call me and tell me, Apostle, I want to do this. I want to hear your opinion. I say, have you had the opinion of God? It is true. I can be out of my kindness and benevolence and say, continue. But maybe God is not interested in that. When you want to see the finger and the help of God in your life, you must learn to be obedient. Let your ears hear the sound of the Spirit. Because there are things that God will tell you to do that may not be convenient to you. And me, myself, I may not be able to understand. There are things in this life that you are going to do not because you are powerful, not because you are prayerful, not because you are anointed, but just because God helped you marvelously well. I'm telling you. Without the help of God, you will be so anointed and prayerful, and yet you will walk in the flesh as the way Paul did. Because Paul was still prayerful and he was still a preacher, yet he was walking in the flesh. He needed the help of God. Isaiah 6:1. The Bible speaking says, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. In the year that King Uzziah died, the question there is, who is King Uzziah? Because Isaiah's life began to change in the day a man died. Isaiah had been prophesying from chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to even 6. He was a prophet. If you read all he was prophesying, he was speaking so much about how the people are wicked, how they are bad, how they are sinful. But when the Lord appeared, he realized he too need help from God, although he was anointed a prophet. He now realized that, woe unto me, I am a man of unclean lips, that he too is a liar. And I dwell among people as this. But yet he was their prophet. So you can be so anointed as a minister. It is true, it's okay. You became anointed by yourself. You apply some protocol. There are things flesh and blood can do. For the Bible says flesh and blood have not revealed this. That means there are things that flesh and blood can reveal. And it will work so well. But there are times you have to step back from your own understanding and allow God to do it. What happened to King Uzziah? 2 Chronicles 26. Go and read all of it. We don't have time. But let me just give you a little more. King Uzziah was a king that was made king at the age of 16. His father was a king in Judah, which is Amaziah. How many of you are above 16 years old? Somebody was made king at the age of 16. But there were people in Israel that were made king at the age of 7. I mean, imagine the king of Latvia is 7 years old or 16 years old. One day he will wake up and say, let all of us be given bobo for today. Say, what are we to eat today? Say, indomie. Say, what should be the budget of Nigeria? You say, let's have, you know, children think sweet, they should share sweet for people. 7 years old, he will come and sit and be playing with his mates. Oh, God, come on, Wanga needs you, Nasrallah, why God need you? Say, make her play. 7 year old. At least Uzziah was 17, right? 17? Was 16 year old when he became king, as his father died. His father was Amaziah. Amaziah was the man that God helped, and the time came, he began to walk in the flesh. He left the way of the Lord. He said, God, find a way to ensure that he was taken away. He was killed. Then his son Uzziah was made king. But Uzziah himself was actually not qualified to be king, because of course he was not learned. So God marvelously helped Uzziah, and Uzziah was made king. And as he was a king, the Bible says he was walking well in the ways of the Lord, and until one day him too was begin to deviate. He was a man that God marvelously helped. But the time came that he wake up one day and he said, you want to walk in the flesh. Because what Uzziah did was that he wake up one day, he said him too want to go and burn incense in the house of the Lord. There were duties that God gave to priests to this and do and that. It was not of Uzziah to go and carry a priesthood, because he does not understand it. And priesthood require a lot of things. And most times, if you are not righteous in yourself without a sin, as you enter, the glory of God that is supposed to come and help you will kill you. And suddenly Uzziah wake up, he carried the incense, and he went into the temple to burn incense to the Lord. The Bible says 80 priests came and said, please king, go, please don't do it, don't try it. This is what we do. Even when we do this thing, we fear and tremble. He said, lie, me too, I'm a king. Am I not your king? As he entered into the temple to burn the incense, is it not just to burn incense? No wonder now. As he was burning incense, the Bible says he was struck with leprosy. And leprosy took the man's life until he died. But the Bible said the reason why he did this was because a time came he became proud in himself. A 16-year-old boy that God helped now became so proud. And now he could not be able to hear the instructions of God or even his servant. In the same way, there are many people today. Right now, you look very innocent because God has not anointed you yet. No problem. The day you become so anointed, nobody can tell you again. If anybody talks, are we not all anointed? Am I not too anointed? You pray and told me to appoint us. But you do five hours, I did 10 hours. But let me tell you the truth, whether you like it or not, somebody that has gone ahead of you has gone ahead of you. If I senior you with 1 year, whether it's 2 seconds, I still senior you. You may fight it, be angry with it. Where are twins? Even twins, they are senior and junior. There is somebody that come before the other. Don't fight who you are supposed to be learning from. Never. Uzziah was supposed to hear the prophet. He said, lie. He went to burn the incense, and suddenly he was struck. And at that point, they could not help him again because he disobeyed God. When a man fight with a man, God will intervene. But when a man fight with God, he will be grounded like unto ashes. Many of you have been living in perpetual disobedience to God, not even to men. You have to repent, because time comes when that glory of God that comes in the house of God can strike you. This is the reason why many people take communion and yet they go and die. Because they come taking communion, walking in disobedience, come doing all of these things, walking in carnality. They say it doesn't matter. It will matter when it comes to God. Because the things of God are hallowed. The things of God are holy. It's not things that profane men just do anyhow. But immediately when he died, Isaiah began to see the Lord. And Isaiah had to repent, because he realized there are things in his life that does not conform to God. So we need to begin praying. When God sent a man, he did not just only anoint him and grace him, he also helped him. The truth is this: anytime God sends you, he ensures that you are helped by him. When God truly helps a man, the man may need nothing. Why? Because the help of God constitutes the grace of God The help of God constitutes the power of God. The help of God constitutes everything that concerns God. The help of God is more like God supply himself to you. It's like all the time the Holy Spirit being with you is the dimension of what we call Ebenezer. Sometimes you don't need the anointing again. You just need God to help you again. Because you are already anointed. The Bible speaking in the book of John 14 from 16. You can go read down what? He speak about how that God himself will be our comforter. He will come to help us, to guide us into all the realities and the truth of God. It is true that God cannot only truly be taught. God can only be revealed. So long as I am doing this to you, it looks as though I'm helping you, but God is the one that must still have to help you, because his fingerprint must still be written in your life. He must have to appear to you, encounter you, to reveal himself to you the more. Sometimes when God wants to help you, he connects you to men that he has helped already. Men that he has helped, not in them to help you, but in them to also reveal to you how they were helped, so that you can be helped. Sometimes when we follow men, Paul said, follow me as I follow Jesus. Why? So that you can learn how God has helped me, so that you too can be helped. As I read the writings of Paul now, did you receive help? It's true. So by the things that happened to Paul and how God helped him, we too, we can be able to pick lessons from there and also be helped. So a lot of time when God wants to help you, he entrap you with the Federal University of Latvia and connect you to someone. Connect you to a fellowship head, connect you to a ministry, connect you to a church. Just take you and connect to people, and all of those people will also help you the same way they are helped. Many of you attach yourself to party clubs, to association that every time you go, you must see daily. When God wants to help you, he connects you to a family of faith that he has helped. The reason why the body of Christ, churches, ministries, prayer house, prayer groups are there is a template of places where God is helping men. Go and be part of it for God to help you. When you take yourself to party clubs, take yourself to all kinds of stupid locations, gisting centers, I'm assuring you, God will not help you there. It will require the devil to keep destroying your life, because devil don't even help men. Devil will waste your life. So waste it. And when it's done, he will throw it away. He will throw you away. We have to trust in the Lord and believe in men. Trust in the Lord, but believe in men. Trust in the Lord, but believe in men. A man that trusts in the Lord is a man that needs God to help him. When you trust in men, it's because you don't really know that God should be the one to be trusted. The help of God comes at the supply of his grace and his mercy and his favor. I always say, sometimes the person that will do more than you may not be the person that actually really pray more than you or study more than you. Sometimes he may just be the man that God has helped more than you. I have always believed that the man that will do more than you in this kingdom is a man that either pray more than you or know more than you. But sometimes you can still know more than some people and pray more than them, and yet, so long as God decides to help them, even if they don't know anything, they will still be advancing. It was spoken about this midweek so that he can't even read. Yet these men are helped by God. And it was evident that God is at work in their life. Yet they don't know anything. And there are people in their generation at that time that can pray and they can fast. Many of us are not deserving of the help of God, yet he came for us. And until God help you truly, you are not going to be relevant in this kingdom. And until God help you truly, you are not really helped. Sometimes the people that are helping you today may fight you tomorrow. But if God help you, he will remain together with you. You must do your best to ensure that all what you do is not just to sit in places, gisting and lying and insulting people and talking all kinds of things. No. Look for a company of people that God is helping. Be a part of it. One of the only ways to maintain this your spiritual life is to find a company of people that are praying. Be a part of it. Look for a friend that can tell you, let's pray. A friend that when you lie, tell you no. A lady went to a school and joined herself with some people. She is very righteous, but because everybody will go out and come back and talk about how this sugar daddy did this, this sugar mommy did this, this sugar daddy did it. One day she went out with a sugar daddy. And they did not die, but she ended up dying. Many of the things that other people do and they, God allow them. You may try, you may go. My cousin was showing me a picture yesterday of a lady that they say she follows a sugar daddy. How? They cut her body, they cut it into two like this, and they remove all the internal organs to reach for ritual. Your father sent you to school to come and study, and you come and you are following sugar daddy. Many of these men are occultic men looking for who to sacrifice. You innocently carry yourself. They say, come for prayer house, come for this, you won't come. You carry yourself and went there. How? They tear her into two, remove every organ. Now, what will she tell God in heaven? What will her parent hear? Is there anybody that will kill you here? Nobody. But we are not sure of what you are going to do out. You enter, the person can go to where? If anything happened to you there, what will you say? You may say it doesn't matter. It matters. In the day we will read your news that you are dead. Because many of those people don't live too long to tell the stories. Find a place where God is helping people. Join and be part of it. Don't just come to campus and move the helter skelter. You are not in this campus to do big boy and big girl. No, you are here to do two things. Number one, get a good result. Number two, learn God. Any other reason is not justified. You are on campus for just two things. Know God and get a good certificate. It will be good for you to graduate with God and also graduate with certificate. And it's challenging that it's possible for you to come to this campus and after 4 years you are graduating, you don't know God. It's a challenge. 4 years in this campus, yet you cannot get anybody born again. You can't feel anybody with the Holy Ghost. You went back home, the challenges the family are still upon your head. No, it is to this intent that I always tell people, you have not truly graduated in a school until the Lord says you have graduated. You have not graduated just because you finished your 4 years. No, remain until God graduates you. There's a graduation in the spirit. If it is not announced to you there, remain. This campus may be your training ground. After here, as you live here, live with a purpose, live with a vision, live with a definition and understanding of what you ought to do. If you don't, if you are living with confusion, with a certificate, even if it is first class, remain. Because until God help you around here, if you go out there, you may never be helped. NYSC is just 1 year. Sometimes, as no matter how you do, if you refuse to see God in school, even if you go for NYSC, that 1 year is too small to remedy all those 4 years that you neglected God. In fact, some people went for NYSC, they still backslide with all their papers on campus. Why? Because it is an orchestra. Because many Kana people are NYSC people. I don't know, there's a spirit with that NYSC. Is it attached to Nigeria? I don't know. We are going to pray right now. I told you, too much talk don't change people. If we don't pray, everything we are talking here is a waste of time. Prayer is what enforces the life of what you know. Everything I'm saying now will only make sense when we begin to pray. If you don't pray, if you live here now, you say, "I apostle preach very well." But when we pray now, this knowledge, it will begin to germinate. Anytime we don't pray, we will empower people's mind, and they will be too big. Their head will look like tapod. You know tapod? Biologists say they will know tapod. All these toads that have big head and small tail. So they know too many things in their head, and yet they are carnal people. When you pray, that big head will be shrinking so that your stomach can increase too and the rest. I don't want you to be tapod. When we gather and we don't pray, we did men show. When we pray, all of us, we cry to God to help us. I always say, church don't gather highest people, football do. There is no greater congregation than a football club. It doesn't need publicity. Because all of us are either Arsenal or Mayo or Manchester. And we can weep. There was one match that they won, and I saw one guy crying. He sat on the ground crying. I said, "Oh God, go home, go home. They will play another time again." The guy said, "No, he would have told you like this, just like this." I said, "Oh God, calm down." He was weeping and crying. And sometimes it's not because the person bet, it's just his love for his club. Can you love God like that? Can you? At least God will not break your heart that much. Not to that point. I was in Chelsea before. Mourinho did one fully formation. They deal with us. I felt like not eating for 1 week. One day I was just angry with myself. I don't even know I was angry. The Lord now told me, do you even have you ever seen Mourinho? I said no. What about the officers? I said no. Have they ever prayed? I said no. He said, how foolish are you? I said, stop crying. I wake up and say, from that day I will never watch football again. I went to football club. I forget my Bible. I went to watch Bolata Church. I went and I left my Bible. I was angry that we were lost. I forget the Bible there. I came back in Abu Zaria, in social center. That time, if they warn us, if you talk to me, I will slap you. Say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It was just that guy didn't do well for us. But have I ever been zealous for God like that? We need God to help us. So in that football club, you will see everybody gyrating. Millions of people can gather in a stadium. Nobody will say, I am healed. Nobody will say, I am delivered. Nobody will say, my back pain went. No. Why? Because we gather. But we do not gather in the name of the Lord. The important person in a meeting is not the guest speaker. The important person in a meeting is God himself. If God is not there, we just did a show. Because the football people gather, but they didn't gather in the name of the Lord. So God is not giving preeminence to come and help men. That's why I'm saying, if we do not pray now, we came and did what men can do. What about what God can do? This is why we must cry to God. Because we are not just gathering because I am here. Me too, I need help. The important person is not the person that sank. No. Any one of us can be replaced. God can do this without no one of us. Without any one of us. But so long as he is here, we can gain strength from him and we can advance. Can you rise on your feet as we cry to the Lord? Hey, time. Cry to the Lord, ask him to help you. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Ask the Lord to help you, that in this moment, in this season, you may be a wretched man, as Paul called himself. Don't worry, there is still the help of God. You might have been anointed, seen vision, cast out devil, yet some things are working in your life. Don't worry, that is not the end of yourself. Yes, you are anointed to watch pornography. You masturbated. You slept with that lady. She came for counseling. You took advantage of her. Don't worry. There is still help. That's not the end of yourself. You are not in a football club. You are in the house of God, which is called the house of prayer, where men can be helped by God. All of us are weak men that God has helped. Paul killed Christians. Many apostolic boys did terrible things. I told you I have slept around. I have drunk alcohol before. God has helped me. Don't worry, God can help you. It's not about a good sermon. No. It's about the help of God. Pray. Ask the Lord to help you. Not to anoint you now, but to help you. I know you are anointed. That anger can go. That lie can go. That loss can go. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Bye-bye,
yes, yes. Yes. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. The Lord is empowering right now. The Lord is empowering right now. Right now. By his power. By his strength. Right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. No man can ever. No man can ever. Any God can never do. At his command. Angels of God are coming into the hall. The angels of heaven. The angels of heaven. The angels of heaven. Right now, I shall send them. Bring them to the front. I shall send them. Right now. Right now, the angels of heaven are coming to the hall. Bring them to the front right now. Jesus, may the hand of the Lord rest upon you right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. I am calling you by the Lord. 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 I release the grace of the Lord upon you. I release the grace of the Lord upon you. Right now. Right now. Right now. Oh, at the back. Yes. 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 Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. The end of the Lord are coming. The end of the Lord are coming. The end of the Lord are coming right now. The Lord is taking our future. The Lord is taking. The Lord is taking our future. Yes. Lift up your hands all around the world. Call in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands all around the world. Call in the name of Jesus. Let your hand rest mightily. Let your hand rest mightily. Mightily in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is not too far. So long as you can pray. So long as you can cry. So long as you can cry. The Lord is uprooting that darkness. The Lord is uprooting that delay. The Lord is uprooting that failure. That spirit is broken. That spirit is broken. Broken. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is resting upon you. The Lord is empowering you. The Lord is empowering you right now. Yes. 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 Ministers. Ministers. Ministers, come help me. We are the final prayer. Shekinah is able to fight counter. Ministers, please help me. We are going to pray for people. Beyond the anointing, you come to Shekinah to be empowered. You come to Shekinah to be empowered. To receive praise for the journey ahead. You might not have fallen under anointing. It doesn't matter. You might not have feel any anointing. It doesn't matter. The Lord is still with his strength and power upon you. Do not worry. Yes. I may not be able to lay my hands on everybody. I may not be able to lay my hands on everybody. But the Lord is doing all this. I see an angel with a fire oil. Pour the oil upon people. Right now. An angel with an oil. I'm not to you right now. Yes. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. Take it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Let's see right now. Hallelujah. As many that are ready their journey right now, the Lord is about to release his strength upon you. For those out there that are not able to build of the front well, if you cannot, as many that need the empowerment of the grace of the Lord, I cannot be able to enter to the hall to pray for everybody. Right now, run to the front right now. Ministers are here to pray for you as fast as possible. Our time is already spent. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come begin to cry to the Lord. Shekinah is almost an encounter with God. Almost an encounter with God. An encounter with God. Enough of that rising and falling. Enough of that rising and falling. Enough of up today, down tomorrow. Today you are on fire for God. Tomorrow you are not on fire for God. What you need is the help of God. What you need, helper, answers. Stand by them and help them, please. Let no one injure themselves. The Lord is the one helping you. It's not about the hand of a man laid upon you. This is not a show. Come and cry to the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. It will be like a surgery, like a surgical operation. I see the hand of the Lord resting upon you with his flames, with his wings, with his fire. Right now, take it. Right now, receive it. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Malabashka. I know you have failed several times. Do not worry. You have come for Shekinah. You have come to be helped by God. You have come for God to help you. Before eyes are laid upon you, ask the Lord to lay his hands upon you. Yes, the Lord is touching you. All shall stand by them. Yes, yes, yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. God must help you.
And you are still helping me. The testimony of my life is simple. A man that God has always helped, and he's still helping. Father, as you have always helped me, I present each and every one here and all in the congregation. I ask, oh God, that may they never be lacking in your help, in the name of Jesus. That from today, even if you have given up on the Lord, may the Lord never give up on you. In the days when you are weak, may the Lord be strength for you. In the days when you have given up on God, may the Lord come for you. I stand against your weakness in the flesh. I stand against your infirmity in the flesh. I stand against that addiction. In the name of Jesus, as the Lord helped Paul the apostle, as the Lord helped me, may he help you in the name of Jesus. Father, beyond the anointing, beyond power, can you lay your hands upon these ones? Strengthen them and empower them. As they cry needing your help, may your help be available for them in the name of Jesus. I bless you with the blessings of heaven. As our hands come upon you, you will never backslide again. You will continue to grow strong in God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Ushers, can you help them, the ones that can be able to take their seat, take your seat. Ones that cannot, allow them to remain and cry. But peradventure you are in the hall or you are in the front and you have never given your life to Christ, please right now remain. Don't go. If you are all around the congregation, it doesn't matter. If you have never given your life to Christ before, right now is the time. Run to the front right now. Right now. It doesn't matter. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. If peradventure you have never given your life to Christ before, you have never come to confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord, even if you are falling under the anointing, it's still a waste of time. Come right now to the front. Let me lead you to Christ. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Don't say because you came with your neighbor, you came with your girlfriend. No, don't be afraid. Run to the front. Be proud about it. I will never preach without giving you the privilege to come out and give your life to Christ. If you have never, once upon a time, dedicate yourself to the Lord, come to the front. But peradventure, you used to be on fire for God, but now somehow you are backslided. You can't even understand your life. Come, let me dedicate you again. Don't be ashamed. Because all these things can happen to you. You can be healed, you can be delivered. If your ways is not right with God, you will die and go to hell. Our time is fast spent. You will return back in the grace and in the power of the Lord. So sorry we take so much of your time. If you are here worshiping the Lord with for the very first time, can you just lift up your hands? We may not call you to the front, but just for identification. I hope you were blessed. Thank you so much for coming to Shekinah. We say we love you. We hope to see you again. And I hope you were blessed. And I hope you wrote your names and your number, you just so that they can be notified. I want to also further announce to you that the unit or the department has to open for as many that have gifts and talent that want to serve. The choir unit is still open. Technical unit is open. Media unit is only open. Ushering unit, protocol unit, counseling unit, and prayer unit, and also transport unit. If you want to serve in any of the units, it will be well for you to just, as immediately when we say amen, just be at the back gate, just write your name and the unit you want to serve, that's all. Then you can go. Then buses allocation, buses will be available for them that need to go. Those from Naspoli should follow immediately after amen to their bus stand. The bus is out there immediately after amen. Naspoli, your bus is there to take you. The other people that are going towards the town too, you can also follow them. Also, Agyarago people, immediately after amen, please also go to your bus stand and take it to your location. Thank you so much for coming. The next Shekinah will be November 6th, right? November 6th is every first Saturday of the month. November 6th, we hope to have you around again for another encounter with the Lord. Come in time so that you can have time and stay and pray. And like I said, the messages are always available. You see the video on the best. Video, the messages and everything is available. You can listen to them again and again. All the former Shekinah, the messages are available with the media unit. You can get them to listen to them. But eventually you have enough data. I always say, don't use your data to download Big Brother Nigeria. and pornography. No. When you have enough data, go on YouTube, search for Apostle Philip Cephas. You will see videos, messages, download and listen. Or on Telegram, search for Apostle Philip Cephas, download and listen. Or is it Instagram and Facebook? Also, you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram, Shekinah Network International Apostle Philip Cephas. You can go there and get materials that will bless your life, definitely. Also, like I said, the next Shekinah will be on 6th of November. Do not come alone. Invite your friends, your enemies, your neighbors. Also, invite your boyfriend. Invite him. You may come and get a husband that can pray. Invite him. Invite your enemies also. Okay, and buses will be available at diverse locations to bring you. You may actually implement buses from today and back, hopefully. It depends. Also, like I said, there are different prayer units going on in everywhere. There's a prayer unit in the hostel. In the hostel, there's a prayer that Peter that are doing. I don't know which days, but find out time. Join and pray. Anytime you hear prayer, please go there and pray. There is a prayer around where you get FCS, JCCF, ERCC, Student Fellowship. Also pray here. Find out the date and time. Come and pray. Also, if you are within Tudamba, we pray at ERCC Cornerstone every Friday and every Sunday in the evening. Come and fellowship. Let's pray. I think there's a prayer now they are doing in public with the Jonathan Akwanza. Please try your possible best. Look for any place they are praying for you to pray. If you are in Agelagu, there are prayer they are doing at Moria, at Mission Land, at Salvation Gate, all the region. Find a place of prayer and join and pray. Also, Marvelous said there will be prayer, 3 hours prayer charge on Friday by 4 p.m. at Dunamis Campus Fellowship Hall. Please try your possibly best to be part of the prayer if you are within the campus. It's very important. My friend Abuntu also does a meeting, I think, every Thursday and every Monday at the primary school. Find anywhere people are praying or doing something of God, go and join and pray. And the Lord is going to help us. Thank you so much for coming to pray. May the Lord bless you and strengthen you. Can you rise up as we receive the grace in fellowship? Okay, can you help me have the privilege of having my mom come receive the grace in fellowship for us? Please help me appreciate her. Help me appreciate her.
You have been listening to Apostle Philip Cephas of Shekinah Network International, sent with a mandate to raise believers built up in prayer international's faith. You can get our messages at www.philipcephas.com, and you can follow us online via our Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and Twitter, all at Shekinah Network International. Remember, God loves you.